this is your big chance to kind of, you've been kind of ramping up with this a little bit. You talk about how excited you are.
I'm really excited. You know, obviously, sitting out for a month, first four games, has been tough. You know, obviously, you want to be out there and contribute with your team. But I've been doing well, and I'm excited to get back out there.
That, you know, with the rule change, that you've been able to be here and be a part of team meetings and kind of go through what the rest of the wide receiver group is going through?
You know, being away from the team, but also being able to be in the facility and go to meetings and, you know, is really helpful for me. And I think for anyone who been through my situation, just to be here and, you know, get mental reps and just stay in the loop. And I think that benefits me for sure. Even though, you know, you're not out there with the team, you're still taking mental reps and doing your workout on the side. So it helped.
Michael, have you been given any kind of idea what your role will be in the offense?
I have no idea. You know, I think my role is just to go out there and make plays and contribute to my best ability.
When you're living with a teammate, how does that, I guess, help you stay connected to the team?
You get a look, a perspective on what's going on, you know, out in practice. And so far, with my friend Rudy, you know, he gives me a good look inside on, you know, what's going on out there on the field. And, you know, I think it's going well.
I mean, has that kind of helped you as you're, I mean, you're here, obviously, and you're in meetings, but does that help you sort of feel like you're more part of it when you go home and there's somebody there that is playing every day?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always good to talk to your teammates about football and, you know, what other guys see, you know, out there on the field. And obviously we talk about other things other than football, but it's always good to, you know, have a guy like that you can talk to on a daily basis and, you know, get the inside scoop on, you know, what's going on in practice.
When you're watching the games at home, do you sort of treat it like a film session? Are you taking mental reps as you watch, or do you just relax and watch it?
You know, I would say, you know, relax and just watch. And, you know, call out the plays that are being ran out there on the field. I think that kind of makes me stay in tune on what's going on the field.
Has Coach Shermer talked to you about, are they going to ease you in? Did he tell you, hey, you're going to go full board right away?
I have no idea, to be honest, and you know, whatever they say goes. So, you know, I'll be ready. You know, I'm in shape. I feel great. And, you know, I'm ready to get started.
Physically, do you feel really good right now, Michael?
Awesome.
What's it been like to see the start that Stephon and Adam have had and the yards that they've been able to put up in the past game so far?
It's been great. Great to see out there on the field and them making big-time plays. And, you know, that's what, you know, we expect, you know, out of them too. Great receivers. That, you know, when a quarterback, you know, is in trouble, you know, they'll come down with the ball. So, you know, that's expected in our room, and it's going to move forward to make them bigger plays.
Michael, do you play the same way that you did at Arizona, or does it change a lot based on the system that you're in?
You know, I'm just going to be aggressive. You know, I'm an aggressive player, you know, and I'm going to go out there and make plays. That's just what I do. That's in me, and, you know, that's never going to stop.
Michael, you work with Case Keenum quite a bit this offseason. What's your rapport like with him?
You know, I love Case, you know, as a player and as a teammate. He's out there, you know, making plays all the time to his best of his ability. And I think, you know, me going out there and, you know, all I can do is help him.
What was kind of your regimen to try to stay in shape during the 4 weeks off from playing?
I think taking a lot of mental reps in the meeting rooms and then going out, you know, by myself and going through the script, going through practice, and just, you know, full speed routes and what I would actually be doing if I was out there in practice with the fellas.
Who ended up throwing the ball to and that kind of stuff?
A friend of mine, one of the counselors. He's not a very good quarterback, but he got the job done.
he's one of the what? What's his position?
He's just a friend of mine in the back. Organization.
Oh, he's with the organization?
Yes.
Didn't play catch with Kyle?
No. We play a little toss-up balls at the house with his children. That's about it, though.
Last couple for Michael.
What was it like for you watching the games at home? I mean, what's going through your mind when you're doing that?
And I was, you know, just basically calling out plays, and you know, just seeing if I was in that position, what would happen. I think any player would do that if they're sitting at home watching it. But yeah, that's about it.
Is it odd to watch it when it's your team, your teammates, and but yet it's happening somewhere else?
I mean, it's kind of nerve-wracking. You know, obviously you want to be out there and play, but you know, I think you just sit back and you know, let the time fly, and you know, hopefully you get victories. And you know, I'm excited to get back.
Now that you've been through the whole process with the arrest, the suspension, what have you kind of learned, and what maybe can you do to kind of help others in the future? You know, you have gone through this whole ordeal.
I think I put myself in a great position, especially, you know, being with this organization. You know, they showed a lot of support, you know, through teammates and, you know, up to the head man. You know, I think they believe in me and what I can do, my ability, but also just putting everything behind me, you know, moving forward. And, you know, that was the past, and there's no looking back, and it's, you know, all positive from here.
You know, being closer, I guess, to where you're from, you know, when you're starting over with a new team and you're not, you know, able to be out there on the practice field, but being able to kind of be around, you know, comfort, being able, you know, in your home.
I think it's always good to be on a team that you know guys, you know, just not as teammates, but on a personal level. Coming to this team, obviously, I knew a lot of guys, you know, from experiences playing in the league, but also being in college. It was just a great setup for me, and I'm glad I'm here.
Good. Thank you.